Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam.
Morena, that's me.
Hello.
That is you. How are you?
I'm great. I honestly can't wait to be back in the studio next week, though. I am missing you guys.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be heaps.
Have you got a coffee in hand, Sam?
I do have a coffee in hand.
Perfect.
You know, like a little medium black.
Medium black?
Is that a thing?
No. Sam would come in and he'd say, can I have a medium black? It's like, what does that mean?
It's not so much an espresso shot, but a little bit extra water, you know?
Yeah,
but no, it's not so much that it's a long black.
A medium black. Okay, it makes
sense.
What are we talking about today, Sam?
We're talking about Little Fires Everywhere, which I was lucky enough to get a sneak peek of. So watch the first 3 episodes, and this show comes out on Friday.
Yay, cool. So this is a book, eh?
This is a book by Esther Ng. I'm not sure how to say her last name. She is a really, really great author. I haven't read the book, unfortunately, but I've heard great things about her. And this show has been adapted into a mini-series. This book has been adapted into a mini-series. And she also serves an executive producer on the show, so she's quite involved.
Cool. It's always interesting when the writer of the book gets to be in the works for the TV as well.
Sam, my flatmate, has been bugging me to read this book for like months. I would almost go to say a year.
Well, maybe you should read it.
I know.
Are you just not reading it out of stubbornness now? Like,
I won't.
I've just
had other books that I have been reading and like...
Fair enough.
A timing thing. But now the series has crept up and here we are.
So what's
You've
it
got
actually...
3 days.
What's it actually about, Sam?
So basically it's Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington play mothers from different sides of the tracks. So Kerry Washington character, she moves into this affluent white suburb. She's homeless at the time, and she rents a house off Reese Witherspoon's character, who is very affluent, has 4 kids, perfect white picket fence family, that kind of stereotypical jazz. And it's set in the late 1990s, if you can imagine like the fashion of the time as well.
Nice.
And the show is all about motherhood and what it means to be a good mother and what it means to be a good mother from different circumstances. And relating to your daughters, because they both have teenage daughters. Oh, Kerry Washington has 1 teenage daughter and Reese Witherspoon has 2.
Mm-hmm.
And just all about the push and pull of like how to be a good mother, but also how to be a good person to your kids. And it's very, very like emotionally and like intensely driven between these two like lead actresses.
This would definitely be a drama.
Definitely a drama. It's very Big Little Lies, which Reese Witherspoon was also in.
Yeah.
And like, I don't say that in like a... It's derivative of Big Little Lies, but it's close.
A blend between Big Little Lies. And what was that show that had the crazy twist at the end that was about the...
You're not going to spoil the twist,
and the daughter?
You're talking about the paper... Something about... What's it called?
Oh, wow. This is a mess. Sarah watched it and she binge-watched it.
It had Amy Adams in it.
Amy Adams, Sarah, the TV
show.
Sarah,
what's that TV show?
With Amy Adams and the twist at the end with the kid and the mum. Yeah, she can't remember either. This is going to destroy
it's
me.
It's that show. You guys
you
know what we're talking
Sam,
about.
I'll find out in the background.
I've reviewed it. Go back to my back.
Sharp Objects?
Yes.
Sharp
Objects. Thanks.
Hello.
Sounds like a mix between Big Little Lies and Sharp Objects.
We got there.
Yeah. Well, the show opens on Reese Witherspoon's house burning to the ground, which is why the show is called Little Fires Everywhere.
Okay.
And it's been set by someone, and then it jumps back 4 months to when Kerry Washington's character moves into town. And then we figure out, obviously, throughout the show, how this all came to be. And the woman's lies become quite
that,
entrenched.
I love that kind of like event and then jump back.
Love a bit of a...
What do you call that?
6 months earlier.
I love that kind of thing.
Because you know where the show is going.
Yeah, this
you know where it's going. It's like a mystery. It's like who did the, you know...
Who did the thing.
Who did it.
And that's how the book starts as well, which is quite cool. I'm glad they kept that in.
Yeah.
So I couldn't remember what this... I knew this name was ringing heaps of bells, and now... As soon as you said that, the two mothers thing, I think also we had this book reviewed by either Jenna or Karen on Loose Reads and very highly reviewed as well. So it's definitely one that's getting a lot of clout. Does it live up to the clout, do you reckon, Sam?
I was enraptured last night watching all 3 episodes. I thought it was amazing. I have seen some negative reviews saying that it gets slow at times, but I think that just kind of comes from people not like... enjoying Kerry Washington and Reese Witherspoon as much as I do when they're playing these characters.
Okay,
Like Kerry Washington moves her face sometimes in these like really grotesque masks of like pain.
Wow.
And it really is quite like heartbreaking to see her because she has this shady past and Reese Witherspoon is trying to figure it out. But then you also see Reese Witherspoon's whole facade of motherhood be like toyed with. And then the show does something really cool that I only really noticed at the very end last night. But the only characters that it follows are the female characters.
Right.
So you'll have like the teenage daughters and you'll have the mothers, but none of the scenes will ever follow the perspective of the man or their brothers or their husbands or anything. It's all set from the perspective of the woman. And then also Kerry Washington makes a friend in the third episode, and that whole storyline is really heartbreaking. And I won't give any spoilers about what that is, but in episode three, there's like this huge cataclysmic moment that caps off the end of the episode. And it was very, very enticing and very cliffhangery. So I'm very keen to watch all of it on Friday night if I don't go out to a 10-person party.
One quite sad thing about this TV show, though, is that Lynn Shelton, who is the director of this, just passed away a few days ago, actually, from a blood disorder, by the sounds of things, which is really sad. She was only, I think, 54, and she's quite the legend in indie filmmaking. She's done a lot of quite pivotal bits of television and filmmaking that have, I guess, been really influential on a lot of other filmmakers and also a lot of musicians I saw online paying tribute to her as well. So that's quite a sad thing. That's sort of an undercurrent as well here. But
yeah, super upsetting. And like, it's one of those things where you really want to then go out and check out the rest of their work as well, just to see like what it's all been about.
Yeah. So where can people watch Little Fires Everywhere, Sam?
Amazon Prime Video comes out Friday night. All episodes ready to stream, ready to go. I will definitely binge it at some point this weekend, and then obviously have to binge another show before I come in next week.
You can just talk about
it
twice.
You've got it in you, Sam. I know you do.
Sam, we're really looking forward to having you back in the studio next week.
Same. Honestly, I feel so bad. I'm sorry, guys.
That's all right. No, got to do what you got to do.
As long
level
as you've
two.
Got your medium black there, then you're all good.
Everything's
I'm
all
gonna
good.
Have another one. I'm gonna have a second one. I'm gonna do it. I'm feeling crazy.
Two medium blacks equal one long black. Is that
No. Absolutely not.
Hey, thank you very much for that, Sam. We'll talk to you next week in person.
No worries. Miss you guys.
Bye.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.